Live Christmas trees are a popular option to help you remember the holidays year-round. We have tips to ensure they live beyond the holiday season. Next on Western Life Radio.
When carrying a firearm, always treat it as if it were loaded. Always keep your finger off the trigger until your sights are on target and you're ready to fire. Never let your muzzle point at anything you're not willing to destroy. And always be sure of your target, its environment, and any other safety hazards. This announcement's been brought to you by TaylorGunsmithing.com.
With snowmobile season here, it's time for all youth to get their snowmobile education certificate. Education certificates are required by law for all youth who operate snowmobiles on public land. The class is a great resource, even for adults, that will provide information about operating machines safely, avalanche danger, safety equipment, and laws and rules. It's a great way to learn about safety and reduce your chance of an accident. Classes are now online at www.stateparks.utah.gov. Utah State Parks looks forward to seeing you on the web, then on the trails.
Live Christmas trees create some special challenges. Alex Grover with Utah Gardeners shares a few tips to keep them alive.
Yeah, I really like the living tree. Now, the only problem I have with the living, well, I have two problems with the living tree. One is I have a small property. I have only so many places to plant it, but I've got some solutions for that one. Second one is my wife and daughter like a tall tree that goes all the way up to, well, not the ceiling, but goes fairly far up. And they don't like these dinky little trees. And then they don't like the fact that I can only have it inside for a limited period. They want it in there for as long as they can get. And so if it were up to me, I would get a living tree every year, keep the decorations down, and I would work out in advance to be able to donate that tree to a local city, or if there's any kind of local Trees Utah, maybe would take it, depending on variety and species. I just love having those trees. Now, one of the other options is to go out, plant the tree, and then in 5 or 7 years, when it gets big enough, cut it and take it back inside and get a double whammy out of it too. Subalpine fir, though, it's going to have a very difficult time getting planted in any of our valley areas. It's too low for them, it's too hot for them. Other native fir, which is your white fir, is gorgeous.
Thanks for joining us. May all your days be filled with new adventures. I'm Brian Brinkerhoff.